umuntu phongu thatha nje esitradeni ekhikele evenini the next thing seka deport ukuthi impahla zakhe selelo bani abakudingi konke lokho. So thina sakubona ke njengenhlanganiso ukuthi kwakufanele ukuthi sibele program ezozama ukuthi it is cover iproperty yabantu and cover ama-benefit abantu. So siyinhlanganiso siqalile le program ngemva kokuba kube lokuhlaselwa kwabantu abaphuma ngaphandle. Yile program entsha kwamanje loba nje sasilayo as part of ama-objectives at organization.
Yes, sikhuluma nje bakhona abavela kwamanye amazwe asebexotshwa kwele South Africa ikakhulu sikhangela izizalwane zeZimbabwe.
Baningi abantu abaxotshwayo sisi sikhuluma kanje sifunde kumaphephandaba ukuthi last week kube nabantu about 470 abadeportweyo kakhulu abantu baseZimbabwe. Then ikhuluma kanje kukhona abavaleleyo eKwaZulu Natal about 400 people. Siyawazi futhi ukuthi kuwala ngamalanga adlulileyo abantu bebexotshwa estradeni eGauteng baningi abavalelwe eLindele bona bachiya imbheda yabo yama-TV yabo bachiya imisebenzi abantu bachiya ama-benefit abo. So yinto nje esihlukuluzayo kakhulu esibona ukuthi abantu abaningi bazohlukuluzeka kakhulu.
Kuye wasichasisela ukuthi kwesinye isikhathi abaqhashi bengabiza amapholisi ukuthi azobopha izisebenzi ngoba bengasafuni ukubahlawula.
Leyo sisiyinto ebuhlungu kakhulu ukuthi bayaqhatsha umuntu bekwazi ukuthi umuntu akalamaphepha. Phezu kokuba bebelokhu bemhlukuluza bemholisa imali ezincane ngesikhathi esebenza bemhlukuluza bemthethisa ukuthi bazomxosha emsebenzini. So thina njengenhlanganiso sibona ukuthi kubalulekile ukuthi abantu beregister nathi kwenzela ukuthi sibe ne-mandate, written down mandate yokuthi sikhone ukuthi follow up ama-issues abo silandelele imali zabo eziseleyo njalo sibele indlela yokuthi maybe singakhona ukuthi silandelele lapho ababehlala khona. Ukwenza lokhu sizozama ukuthi sisebenzisane kakhulu ne-Department of Labor. Even okwamanje sisasebenzana kakhulu ne-Department of Home Affairs